Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah. He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network.
Yeah.
He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero, turn mower, and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys. How we doing, boys? How we doing?
I can see Pat getting dressed up this weekend, July 4th. As a revolutionary, that type
garb. Do you know right now for Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union that there are commercials running on local networks where I am dressed as Uncle Sam, as another
there you go.
As Paul Revere.
Yeah.
I mean, the outfits that Savannah over at Alcoa purchases for me to wear in these things are outstanding. They're quality, and I've asked Steve Brown if I could wear those two costumes. He says, absolutely, Roger, this closet is yours. They are fantastic. I love being able to wear a tricorn hat and a powdered wig.
Pat, this is the time for it, right?
It's exactly the time. If there's ever was a time for it,
Pat,
Pistol.
One of the great things that we have on video, back when video wasn't as good as it is now, Roger, is back in, that's probably 10 to 15 years ago when we were in Boston. And you gave, you got in front of everybody, and would you like to recreate the scene?
Hear ye, freaking hear ye, right here, it's coming, there it is, the Declaration of Independence, right here, we're going to have it signed. Listen, they were all doing that stuff, that was right there.
So good. Oh, that was the beginning
of the Freedom Trail.
Yeah, Freedom Trail.
Right there at the Freedom Trail, and Samantha and I, when we went up to Boston last year, absolutely, dude.
That's right, that's what it was, Pat. Yeah, I mean, is there any, when you have, you talk about the towns that have the greatest history, was it that in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia,
those are the two?
Philadelphia.
Boston, Philly?
You got to go, I mean, Boston, the first time that, listen, right there, but with the cemetery, what's the name of the famous cemetery there? The number one.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Pat?
What is it, Pistol?
You're talking in the north end there, near the old North Church?
Yeah, the one with Paul Revere
and all
of
them. We walked by and saw, he said all the old headstones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where it's at right there, yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of it? I can't think of it. But, where Paul Revere is buried.
How about that?
Listen, we stood on the ground where the Revolutionary War, they say, began because of the firing and the massacre.
When you were a kid growing up there in that area, I mean, you think in school all the history lessons have to be, you better make sure and get an A on this.
Yeah.
Was it really emphasized, overemphasized, just because it's the area where so much history took place?
It was. I mean, you know, we took a lot of field trips to, whether it was the Freedom Trail, but, you know, I've lived so close. You know, I grew up a half a mile from Bunker Hill in the Bunker Hill Monument.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would go to, you guys remember the North End, the Little Italy. So that's where a lot of the history is. And we would just go down there to hang out a lot,
right,
whether it's just go eat and mess around. Because we had friends that would sort of live in that area. We used to go, had a couple basketball courts we would go to. So to answer your question, you walk down the street and there's like a big statue of, you know, Paul Revere and his horse. And then there's like a big sign with an engraving. We'd go to Faneuil Hall just to go eat. Like I said, hang out, because there's a bunch of bars down there. And, you know, you're walking by, you know, there's a chair that says, you know, Benjamin Franklin sat in the chair. Yeah,
Benjamin Franklin's parents are buried there.
You can't get away from it.
We stayed in the Boston Harbor.
It's crazy that that's there. Of course, you know, I just got back from London. You spent time in Europe, and you're getting the same thing even more and much longer ago that when you see that. Of course, you know, here in Arkansas, we're, you know, again, you know, 1836, and so we don't have quite the history that other states do. But that's why
we got history, for our country.
But that's why people go to, that's why they go to Boston and Philadelphia and all that. So are you going to be doing anything special? Hey, listen, I guarantee you what's great every year for this time of year, July 4th, fireworks in Boston and Philadelphia and D.C.
Yeah. Well, you know what the ironic thing is? You can't buy fireworks in Massachusetts. They won't let you.
Stop it. It's illegal. Stop it.
I do not.
I'm telling you.
Kind of communist stuff. Is that?
You got to go to New Hampshire.
Exactly what it is.
Well, but they do have a giant fireworks deal, right?
Yeah, they do that in.
Can't even buy fireworks.
They do that in Boston. I don't know if they. There might be some other cities that do it.
Well, I think it's time for another revolution up in that area, Pat. Let's get it started, like the wave. Let's get it started right there, and let's start a new freedom trail.
I could see Pat wearing a cool, like, period piece there from the Revolutionary War.
He would look good in the knickers, but the powdered wig that Pat would wear would be awesome. And then the tricorn.
I'd love to bring that back.
Oh, dude, with a musket on your back, you'd have a satchel. Get me a mop.
We were talking about watching maybe The Patriot for our Hawks Homes movie review.
Or National Treasure.
You can do that.
National Treasure. Well, again, is there any other
Patriots games they dress up like that?
Yeah, is there any other movie besides The Patriot that's a cool movie that's set during Revolutionary War time? All our war movies are World War II, World War I, Vietnam. Is there any other movie besides The Patriot that focuses on that time in our country's history?
Well, in that time, I can't think of one.
Yeah,
wow.
isn't that something?
There's got to be.
Ain't that something?
Now, I know that it seems like there's a lot of documentaries on it, which, it seems like there's always a little discrepancy on. I thought there was one on Gettysburg. I mean, you talk about, like, historical things.
You know, Gettysburg or the Alamo or things like that, yeah. But other than The Patriot, I can't think of another movie.
Say that something.
They would be. That would be documentaries, you know, unless you're watching something on Adams or Jefferson.
It's just, why don't we think we can make good movies?
The Patriot
is absolutely outstanding.
And the only thing that comes to mind, the first thing that popped into my head was Roots because of that time, you know, with what was going on then. But that was.
But is there American Revolution? Movies? There's
got to
be. How come
we don't? I know. That's what I'm saying.
Here's a good. Well, this is Civil War. I'm going to say the movie Glory with Denzel Washington.
It's a great one. It's not a Revolutionary War period. You know what? If nothing else, it makes you go back and study that a little bit.
That is a great movie. If you have not seen Glory, it's one of the best. Have you seen that, Christian?
Glory.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there any movie you haven't seen, Christian? Christian's 29, but he's led the life of somebody who's 72. Well, you look at how many movies he's seen.
I watched like four movies over the weekend. So that's what I do. I watch movies.
You do. You are a movie machine. You're unbelievable.
You'd be great at trivia if you ever came.
I would be. trivia. I'd
now,
be great at
now, Pat, well, you not much, obviously, not a lot of sports. Well, there are sports going on, but not like it is during basketball.
Wimbledon's going on.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Is that Wimbledon starts today? Serena Williams is coming back at 44. She's been on the shot, lost some weight, feels pretty good about things. Will you be rooting for Serena?
Yeah, she's fun to watch. Yeah. She is electric television.
How many Grand Slam singles? Go. How many Grand Slam, Pat? How many Grand Slam singles has she won?
Does she have 20?
Close enough.
Is it 22?
23. 23. I was going to say 23. I thought I was being
Margaret Court that has 23?
Yes. Yes.
Or 24. Forward. My guy now is Yannick Sinner, though.
Yeah.
The Northern Italian. Team.
Like the Italian?
I like him.
Can you
he's
name
playing right
yeah,
now?
Northern Italian.
Can you
yeah, he's playing now.
Can you name me another top two or top three women's player right now? That would be at
women's player. Well, Sabalenka, Coco Gauff, right? Isn't that the Is she a top three or four or five?
I don't know, but she's in the mix a lot.
Osaki.
Naomi Osaka.
Did he say Osaki or Otani?
Otani.
Right. They're all seems like they're in contention. I don't know where they're ranked.
Well, let me tell you.
But they're always in contention.
One of the great traditions of our great country, 250 years, is waking up Saturday. I think it's Saturday. This Saturday. You know what's going to happen, Roger?
Yep.
We're going to have – you see Wimbledon's on, and you see the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, my God.
You've been to that, Pat?
We've had him on the show. So
Dad, I have been.
Yeah,
you were
a regular for 2-3 years in a row, weren't you?
That's exactly right. I saw Joey Chestnut last year, and then I saw the first of the in between Joey when he had to take the year off because he was endorsing fake meat hot dogs.
Yes.
He did.
How about
quite
that?
The scandal, let me tell you. The crowd was buzzing with scandal that year.
We thought
he was going to surprise everybody in, like, you know, come on with a mask on, and then they go, Joey Chestnut's here, and the place would go wild.
Who was the Asian?
Very, very controversial. Yeah.
Who was the Asian person that was trying to storm the stage, and the police were looking, because allow him to.
No, it was almost like Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
You're baby champion. You're baby champion.
Yeah, he
won. Yokohama.
I think he maybe won some other years.
He did win.
Yeah, the Spider Lady. What's the Spider Lady called?
Oh, Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Also in Usual Suspects.
Kobayashi.
Kaiser Soze.
Okay, watch this.
Take on me. George Chestnut's a paper champion.
Pat, don't blurt. Don't blurt, Pat. Let's see if Roger or Christian can name for many years, probably for, I would say, Pat, five to eight, who was the person that hosted? Was the color guy, was the color sort of analyst host for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on ESPN?
Dario Noca.
No, but good guess. Christian?
I've never seen it. I've never watched it.
Pat, you want to help him out?
Well, I have anyway.
Pat, you know who it was?
How am I stumped now?
Jimmy Dykes.
No, never knew.
Jimmy Dykes had done that for at least 5 or 7 years. He was a regular. They had the regular guy who's always on there, who's the part of the Nathans, but he was the ESPN.
Now they got to do this like the banana ball guy, you know, one of their.
Jimmy
guys.
Did everything.
He does a great
Jimmy
job.
Did the dog show.
He did.
I remember.
Guess that's where they
said. Was the Westminster dog?
How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 60 seconds?
60 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to go 2.
One.
Yeah, I'm just say 2.
Exactly. Now, do I get to dip them in water and shove them in my mouth?
Yeah.
Or can you help me with that?
Yeah, we're getting ready to look at it.
I think I could do 4.5.
In a 60 seconds?
60 seconds. That's a lot, Pat. That's
if
a
I
lot.
Really focus, do I have a cup of water to drink?
Yeah, what is that? They don't even drink the water. It's to soak it up.
By the way, we've talked about Terry Bradshaw's son-in-law is a chef who's got this giant, they call it the Big Ass Burger down in Texas. And he does a prize if you can eat it all. And he's got Roger. I think they've got like hot dogs, like sausage on top.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it's got an onion rings. It's got so.
I will say this though. I'll say one thing about the Nathan's eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
So Nathan's hot dogs, they're not very big.
They are pretty skinny.
So if you go like this.
Yeah.
So if you go to you can buy them in the store, but. Even like down at Coney Island, you know, they got obviously
they're good hot dogs
restaurant.
Yeah. We're visiting with
they're good, but they're not like the monstrous like
right.
Yes,
ballparks.
You know how some hot dogs, stuff like that.
I wish they had more trash talking like wrestling does. Now that you guys are talking about it, if they would have some trash talking,
I can eat more waiters than you.
I think they do a little bit. I wish they do.
Oh yeah.
We're talking with Pat Bradley.
Now, look this up because somebody told me Joey Chestnut's going to be in Arkansas. Doing an eating challenge.
Speaking of Walmart,
I hadn't heard that. Do want to thank Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter for sponsoring Pat each week. Good folks at both establishments.
Absolutely
appreciate them.
Thank you.
By the way, there was a playoff day today in golf. Yep. Victor Hovland won the first playoff hole and won the tournament.
Oh, it's over.
Beat Scottie Scheffler. Did you see that, Pat?
Soon.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Later.
They're going to come back another day for one hole? I thought they had to play the whole 18 again.
Hole.
Come on,
I
man.
I thought they were going to play more. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, what are they doing that for?
Come on. You blew it.
Pat, are you locked in to all things soccer this week?
Oh, my gosh. We talked about this last week.
Yeah. No, I just.
Come on, Pat. Hey, last week didn't matter. Last week's game didn't even matter. They shouldn't even have played it. Now we're back to the knockout round.
Finish him.
Knockout round.
Pow.
Well, I'm not into – I never really got bit by the soccer bug.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I just I'll watch the United States, although I forgot to watch last Thursday night.
Yeah, well,
but I'll watch.
Yes, go ahead.
The U.S. But I just don't understand, like, I'll go places in the World Cup or beyond. And it's two teams from two, you know, different countries other than the United States, and people are watching it. And I almost feel like soccer's on, like, all the time. Like, yeah. You can watch FIFA games. You can watch MLS games. But for some reason, people like watching World Cup games from different countries, like, that are not, I don't know. That's just, so well, people watch the games, but I don't know if you have a rooting interest or in
Well, I think for people,
team, obviously,
I think yeah, for people that like soccer, like myself, I mean, it's kind of like March Madness. You're just watching teams. You're hoping for a good game. That's all you're doing, really.
Yeah.
Well, March Madness, I think, is a little bit heavy on the gambling too.
And yeah. Yeah.
You know, which maybe people in the World Cup. I just didn't never got bit by the bug.
Well, again, Roger and I are about the same. I mean, Christian maybe too. If it's got an American flag on it, I don't care what the sport is. We're gonna
right,
cheer for
you're gonna root for your home team.
That's right.
I like the fact that
like,
you said
you know,
Roger
I think I told
and I.
You guys last week.
I like the fact that Baz said oh, Roger yeah. and I do for sure. Not sure about
Christian. I don't think
because we don't because we. You know what? He never talks about it or shows anything any emotion towards America.
Are you
so
the same way,
know.
Christian? Are you like us?
Yeah, I'm gonna root for America in international competition.
In most things.
In everything, right?
Yeah.
You just had a question.
I can't think of what I wouldn't root for them in.
Okay, just checking. Just checking.
Well, Pat.
Did you see in the golf tournament, it was a bunch of, the guy that won it,
what
Norwegian.
Is going on over here?
And so a bunch of the Norwegian fans made their way to the golf tournament.
Oh, I think I did see that put on quite the show, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. It was actually cool because they were, you know, they had their Norwegian flag shirts on, and they must have come from their soccer game.
Yeah.
It just so happened that the Norwegian guy, Victor Hovland, was tied with Scotty Scheffler.
Oh,
so
wow.
USA, Norway.
Very
it
cool.
It was cool on the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I love the fact that, you know, we get to show off our country, and hopefully a lot of those, most all those folks have had good experiences over here. And yeah, I think if you're TV or whatever, if your business is you want America to keep winning, because people keep going into bars and restaurants and watching and spending money and that kind of thing. So, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
What?
Oh,
it's pretty tough, though.
Can we play
Bosnians? Those yeah. Bosnians.
So what happened when both of those got together,
Christian?
So we're
playing Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Yeah, what? Listen, should we be able to beat Bosnia-Herzegovina?
We should. We're favored.
I don't want to live in a
oh,
country
are?
Where
okay.
we can.
Yeah.
Now, am I saying the second half of that right?
Yes. Yeah, Herzegovina.
Herzegovina.
Yes.
Bosnia Herzegovina.
So you're like Chris's dad. Now you have to speak that way.
What? How does that language sound, Pat? Do you know Bosnia is a Bosnia Herzegovina?
I don't know what's going on over here, Roger.
I don't fix it if you can.
I don't know,
whatever,
Pat.
Whatever you can do, fix it. I'm trying to.
The language?
Add
that's
a
good question, Baz.
Yeah, what do they speak? Bosnian?
It's going to be a combination, right?
What would it be, Roger? What would be a good.
You were just singing. I think you were just doing the Russian dance. Bosnia, Herzegovina, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Herzegovina. Oh my God!
There's a English teacher out there that's so embarrassed of us.
Oh, English teacher! Some of our listeners going, turn that down at stoplights.
Well,
they don't listen.
Well, Pat, enjoy your 250th celebration of our great country this Saturday. I'll see you in Little Rock.
I did learn one thing though during this World Cup that the reporters and the commentators were referring to Turkey as Turkey A.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! Yeah, we've talked about that.
I hear it now, and I just—I yeah. Will I be corrected if it's to Turkey? But it's okay if I go turkey, eh?
Turkey, smart.
You know, but here's the deal. I'm not walking into, well, never mind. I'm not sure because it's going to come off terrible.
And I guess the official language is, according to AI, Google, Bosnian, Croatian, and Serbian. The combination, I guess you can. Anybody understand
Eastern Europe language?
I guess he's one of them.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe language. What is that, Christian?
I don't know. Unfortunately, to my American ear, they all sound the same.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
These things trigger by themselves.
Is the game in L.A.?
What?
No, it's where's it at?
It's in the hood in Inglewood.
Oh, Inglewood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it in Inglewood?
That's exactly
which is a suburb of L.A., right?
I think it's time we do this.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's outstanding.
Santa Clara. We'll be playing in Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Oh, they're playing in Santa Clara.
That's right.
Bah, 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 really?
The 49ers call home.
Yeah. All right, PB. Have a wonderful weekend, my man.
Yes. All right, boys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, hey, thanks for cleaning your toilet last time you were here.
Yeah.
My mother got on him. She said, listen, if Pat wants to, because I'm too old to be cleaning Pat's toilet. He's got to do a better job. So Pat goes, I'm going. So Pat's ready. Pat's ready to clean up his bathroom.
I go away and I almost fell in.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah.